I'm joined by Tom Finn, who's in Sanaa. There's been some more protests and violence in the southern city of Taiz. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, so this morning there was 12 people were shot dead, and three are in critical condition, and around 40 or 50 are injured by tear gas. Now, apparently the violence started when these protesters began marching through the city. Normally they just encamped in one place in the central square of Taiz, like in the capital. They've been there for over a month. But about 300 or 400 guys started marching away from the square and towards the governor's office. And apparently once they reached the governor's office, they were confronted by soldiers. And they started throwing stones at the soldiers, who responded by firing live rounds into the crowd. 12 people were shot dead, and three are supposed to be in critical condition. Now, as a result of this protest, it's triggered other protests around the country who are kind of holding mini-protests in solidarity with what's happening in Taiz. So in the western city of Hodeidah, there's clashes ongoing at the moment. It's triggered protests which are taking place around the country. It seems as if the demonstrations in cities across the country are becoming more coordinated. We're seeing a solidarity protest taking place.
And have we seen violence in Taiz before?
Yeah, and Taiz has actually been the centre of the protest. It's where the biggest protests have been taking place in Yemen. It's traditionally been it's an educated city. The people there have more access to internet and more access to university. And it was also the site of the birth of the last revolution in Yemen in 1962. It started in Taiz, so it's very much been like the stronghold of protest in the capital. Strategically, a very important city between the north and the south, and so it's where a lot of protests have been taking place.
It's not always helpful to make these comparisons, but would it be sort of almost possible to compare it to Benghazi in Libya?
Possibly. I mean, as I said, it's kind of a linchpin. People say that if that city goes, then that will trigger, mass protests across the country. You know, Yemen's typically been divided. It used to, until 1990, it was two countries. And Taiz falls in between the north and south, where the border was before. So it's an incredibly important city. And protests there have been going on now for almost 2 months. So it's an incredibly important place. And, yeah, there has been violence there. There's also much less press there. So, the violence that takes place there does not get anywhere near as much reporting or coverage as the violence that takes place in the capital does.
How firm do you think that the government's grip is on the city?
Well, Taiz is still under the control of the government. It's one of Yemen's most important cities, and it wouldn't be fair to say that it's close to falling away. There are other regions in the country that have fallen away from government control in the last couple of weeks. Sa'dah in the north, and parts of Adyan in the south. Taiz is still overrun by loyal Yemeni military, but it's definitely one of the most volatile cities in the country.
Is it too dangerous to report from there?
It's just not possible to report from there. In order to travel in Yemen now, you have to get permission from the Interior Minister, Tasrir, they call it. The only journalists that have been able to report from there recently, foreign journalists, have been women who have covered themselves in with the veil, with an abaya, and travelled overland secretly. But it's almost impossible to get down there otherwise.
What else have your sources been telling you from the city today?
Well, things have stopped now, but basically, there was a second straight day of clashes in the city. There were the similar sort of violence broke out on Sunday, it's similar to the capital. There's this huge area called the same in Egypt called Tahrir Square, Freedom Square, which has just been full of tents and people camping out there for almost 2 months, and then now and again you get groups of protesters who want to up the ante and to escalate their protests, and they march through the city, and that's when the violence breaks out, because the security forces are just not willing to have people moving around like that. They just want to keep them in one place.
So is this the kind of key city to watch over the next few weeks?
Certainly is, yeah. In Sanaa, things have been much more contained. You've also, in Sanaa, the protesters are now protected by a faction of the military who have defected from the regime. And in a way, that's kind of brought about a stalemate. You know, there hasn't been any violence in the capital in the last 10 or so days. But in Tyre, it's nowhere near as secure. And the protesters don't have, you know, a loyal military protecting them like they do here in the capital. So it's very much the city to watch in the next couple of weeks.
What do you think is going to happen?
I imagine more protests similar. You know, each time there's violence like this, it just sets off an escalating pattern. You know, they'll have the funeral for these guys on Friday, and that will attract bigger crowds. And, you know, and also there may be more marches. It tends to escalate. You know, I mean, we've got almost 100 people have been killed in Yemen now in these protests, according to Amnesty. So, you know, the more deaths, the more violence, and the bigger the protests get.
Okay, Tom. Thanks very much.
Okay, cheers.